This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Finding Your Bliss with host Judy Liebrack, heard every Saturday at 1 p.m. on Zoomer Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Finding Your Bliss, the show that helps you find and follow your bliss. I'm Judy Liebrack. Would you love to manifest more love into your life, more money, more success, and more belief in yourself? Would you love to actually turn your dreams into reality? And even more, would you love to achieve your dreams like never before? If you want to know once and for all what manifesting really means, what it's all about, and how you can make it work for you, you're not going to want to go anywhere, because our guest today is the fabulous life coach and author, Chloe Panta, whose transformational book, Untapped Magic, Manifestation Methods for Living a Limitless Life, will show you how to believe in yourself, how to believe in your dreams wholeheartedly so that you can become an unstoppable force. So if you're feeling stuck, you're unable to move forward, and you want to really have a crystal clear vision with some great and easy suggestions on how to achieve your ultimate goals for real, I encourage you all to listen to this interview and definitely to buy this beautiful book, Untapped Magic. I think Chloe's book might be able to change your life. Let me tell you a little bit about her before we meet her. Chloe Panta is the author of Untapped Magic. She's a highly sought after mindset expert and transformational coach who helps people achieve their ultimate life goals. She's been featured in the LA Times, Newsweek, ABC, CBS, Fox, Medium, and more. She lives in Los Angeles and she joins us today. Chloe Panta, welcome to Finding Your Bliss. It's great to have you here.
Thank you, Judy. I'm so happy to be here.
First of all, congratulations on your incredible and transformational book, Untapped Magic, Manifestation Methods for Living a Limitless Life. What a great title. In the book, you really present some very powerful exercises, affirmations, and mantras that can really lead people in a very deep way, unlike anything I've read before, actually, to manifest their dreams, goals, and desires. It's very practical. It's very user-friendly. And the best part of the story is that you actually learned to do it first.
Yeah.
You are proof that this really works. So before we dive into all of it, and we're going to take a deep dive, I'd like to go back to your childhood in Detroit, Michigan. You grew up in one of the roughest areas of West Detroit, where you watched the adults in your life work tirelessly at jobs they didn't love, just surviving, not thriving. And there was a lot of negativity and some great hardship. And you grew up believing that this would be your future as well. When did you realize that there was more to life for you and that it was time for you to get out and really manifest a different future for yourself?
You know, Judy, I would have to say as a teenager, I would say probably around 15 or 16, I felt as if I was spiraling out of control. And that's such a young age to feel like you're spiraling out of control. But I just felt as if I wanted to find a way that would allow me to live the life of my dreams. And at that time, to me as a teenager, I just wanted to find happiness. And I wanted to be able to do whatever I wanted to do. And I wanted to grow up and just be whatever I wanted to be without having to fear or worry about limiting beliefs or having a scarcity mindset. So at a young age, I began to do research, go to libraries, and kind of delve into spirituality and just kind of understand, well, maybe if I think happy thoughts, maybe that can propel me to live a better life. And though thinking happy thoughts, it did change the way that I think and it did help me to live a better life, I knew that as I got into my 20s, it was deeper than just thinking happy thoughts. I actually had to take aligned action in order to get to where I wanted to go. So at a young age, I felt as if I've been on a mission to finally figure out and understand, well, how can I really cultivate change in my life? What does that look like for me? And as time went on, I found a way that was allowing me to break free from trauma, to break free from limiting beliefs, and actually to step fully into who I am today. But it took me a long time to figure it out. I failed so many times. I go back to my old habits. It wasn't as if I found some magic pill and I was on this trajectory to success from day one. I've learned a lot of tough lessons, and those lessons have taught me about resilience, about strength, and also about how I can be persistent to get to where I want to go.
Do you think that came from your mom? I know your mom basically raised you, but you later reconnected with your dad and had some wonderful moments with your dad. But I'm wondering, where did that resilience and strength, was it from both of them? Like, where would you say you got that?
Oh, that for sure came from my mom and my grandmother, because they were very strong women and they never gave up on me. As I was a teenager, I looked at it as my dad came back when I was 16. He left when I was about 6 years old. So he missed 10 whole years of my life. And as a teenager, there really isn't much left to do, because in 2 years, you're going off to college, you're an adult. So it isn't as if he was there during the times that were critical for my development. But my mother was there. My grandmother was there. I even had a father figure who stepped in during that time, because he was in my life. But my mother and my grandmother definitely have been the rocks in my life to help me to get where I want to be. And knowing their resilience and their strength, they have helped me to become who I am today, because I know they've never given up. And because of their strength, it propelled me to become strong and to be independent at a very young age.
That's wonderful. Wonderful. They must be so proud of you. And it's interesting. We have so much in common because we're both coaches. I do sort of bliss, which I think is deeper than happiness. And you do manifestation, which is also deeper. It's, you want to be happy, but there's so much beneath that and under that and over that. You talk a lot in the book about staying open and letting other people in to help you. And you've had some of those angels in your path all along the way. And one of them was when you responded to a Craigslist ad searching for a workout partner, and you felt drawn to this post for some reason. There's always metaphysical things at play, right? And it was there that you met Greta. Can you tell us about Greta and how that meeting, I think, really was one of the major things that changed your life?
It really was. At that time, I was in an abusive relationship. And even though I was very young, in my early 20s, I felt helpless. I felt as if I didn't know where to turn or who to trust or who to talk to, because I was embarrassed that I allowed someone to have this kind of power over me. But also, I felt trapped because of what they were telling me, that I'd never be able to be anything, that I couldn't hang around my friends because they weren't good enough for me and they would lead me down the wrong path. And I felt as if I wanted someone who wasn't connected to me to possibly guide me. This is all in my mind. I'm thinking about this, but I'm not doing anything. I don't know how to find this person. It's just me hoping and wishing, but also asking for guidance from the universe, from God, to lead someone to me that will pull me out of this mess, because I need help. And during a spiral, literally just sitting on the floor in my apartment, I was browsing on Craigslist and I saw an ad. And it was old. It was about a month old. And usually people, they probably have found someone, but I gave it a try. Something said, just respond. And I did. And a few hours later, she responded back. And I just felt this connection instantly in her reply. She seemed like a genuine person. And I was drawn to her vulnerability, I guess you can say, because she was so open to me in that email. And we met up literally, I believe, the next day or a few days later at her house. And her house was a dream house for me because it was in a neighborhood that I've always wanted to live in. She was 10 years older than me. And I just felt this instant connection with her. She was a, I guess you can say, the key to what I had been looking for to open the door. And her way of thinking, her friendship with me, her friends who were also very open to me, and me being able to experience what wealth looks like firsthand for the very first time was eye-opening, and it allowed me to know what is possible for me to have. And that's what Greta did for me, because I saw, well, if Greta can have this, then I can also have this, right? And also people that were around her who were also extremely wealthy people. These people, they lived in multi-million dollar homes. And we're talking about, you know, early 2000s or like 2008-ish.
Wow.
And for me in Michigan, in the suburbs, that's something I've never been around. So to have these people open their homes to me and just be genuine and kind, wow, it was completely life-changing for me to see that this is possible for me to have because my friend has this, she has access to this, and now there's an extended branch for me to have access to this. And that really helped me to change.
And you also worked out together. Can you tell us more about that?
We went to the gym faithfully every single day, Monday through, wow, Friday, every single day.
That's
and
awesome.
I showed up every single day. She showed up. I saw my body transform because I wanted to lose some weight at that time. She transformed. And we just had this really strong sisterhood of a friendship where I don't have a sister. So she became my sister. And she's from another country. She's actually from Switzerland. So she came here from another country and she wanted to experience life in the US. So there was, yes, a connection where I was curious about her life in Switzerland. She was curious about my upbringing and also what I wanted to become, my goals, my ambition. Wow. And I was curious about her. Greta, yes, was one of the friends I had where whenever I had an idea or I wanted to achieve a goal, she'd help me and push me to achieve that goal and vice versa with her. So I had
great
that sisterhood that I didn't have before with someone who was where I wanted to be. I aspired to be at the level of where Greta was, and I had her kind of as a mentor, a guiding light, but also as someone who showed me a way to success and how to get it, how to cultivate that, especially in my 20s, where, you know, some of us are kind of lost and we're looking for guidance and we don't know what to do. But at that time, I had a path and I knew how to get to where I wanted to go because of her guidance.
That's so great. I love stories like this because it's these things that happen that you don't plan, that when you just, and you use the word a lot, surrender in the book, when you just let go and you're open to the universe, that you obviously wanted something and then this magical thing appeared. And is it, you know, is it so magical? Like, it's so true that when we ask the universe and we put ourselves in the place and we're willing to do the work, it does all start to happen. The title of your book really is captivating. And I also want to tell the listeners who are not seeing this right now because this is on the radio, but the book is gorgeous. Like, I love all the beautiful colors. It's such a feel-good cover, but it's also a very feel-good book. Like, many times when I was reading it, I just start to smile and go, wow, yeah, that's how you do that. It's sort of a feel-good experience to read the book. Can you tell us more about your special brand of magic that your book, Untapped Magic, helps readers tap into, and more about your brainchild and what really inspired you to write this beautiful book?
You know, I came up with the title Untapped Magic on a whim. It just came to me one day. Yes. Literally, I'm writing down the proposal and I'm like, you know what? Untapped Magic, because I want people to tap into their untapped potential, which to me, nice, is using the power of your mind to tap into your mind to help you change the way that you're thinking in, yes, order to get to where you want to be. And a lot of us have that untapped potential, which is our untapped magic, because it literally is magic when things that you think about become your reality. And you're like, wow, this really happened for me. How did that, mm-hmm, happen? It was, mm-hmm, simply magic because you, mm-hmm, believed it was possible. You felt it. You felt how it would actually feel to have it. And it,
yes,
became your reality once you took the aligned action to get to where you wanted to go.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And we're going to talk in a minute about how your sections on magic action, magic moment, and go even deeper. But I just want to say for those that are listening that don't know this word manifestation, and I'm wondering, is it similar to the law of attraction? Is it slightly different? How would you describe manifestation and how it works?
Well, I would say manifestation is simply us bringing something into the physical world that we think about as a goal or a dream. That can be manifesting a brand new house or manifesting a partner that we want to have to spend time with as a companion. That can be manifesting a healthier routine to get fit or to eat healthier, or manifesting a brand new bag. You want a brand new purse and you want that thing right now.
Yes.
You're going to manifest it, right? So when I say manifesting, it does have a spiritual aspect to it because I'm spiritual, but manifesting is anything that we want to bring into the physical world, yes. A goal that we want to achieve and make it reality. And manifesting is simply thinking about something that we want to have and then having that thing. That is yes. What manifesting is to me.
Was the book something that you manifested? Like, did you actually sit down and say, I see this, I visualize this, I feel the essence of this? I'm trying to use some of your words that you use in the book. What was the process of your manifestation when it came to this book?
When I wrote the book, it was just an idea. And I had no idea if anyone was going to even pick it up. It was me having to write a book proposal. So going through that entire process as a nonfiction author, a lot of people may not know, but if you go the traditional route to writing a book, which is what I did, you have to first come up with a book proposal. You then have to pitch an agent to get an agent to sign on and you become their client. And then that agent has to then pitch publishers who actually want to publish your book. So I had the steps in my mind. Okay, I'm going to do this first. I'm going to do this second. I'm going to do this third. And then when it all happened, I was like, wow, this is really happening. This is real. It's happening. And it's just amazing. But in publishing, traditionally, it takes time because the publishers, when they have to publish your book, they have to have you obviously complete the book. So when I landed a publisher, I only had 3 chapters written of Untapped Magic. So it took another year or another 6 months to complete the book. It took another round of edits. And after that, it's like a year and a half that has gone by from when you actually find a publisher to the book actually becoming, you know, physical. And that was something that I manifested. I didn't have a time frame because I knew it was going to happen. I didn't rush it, but I knew it was going to happen for me because I felt it. And when we feel the feeling of how it actually feels to become who we want to become, that's when it becomes real. So I already knew, this was like 2 years ago, I already knew I'm an American author. That's already there. Wow. I just haven't reached that point in time where that's in my physical reality. It's in my mind's eye. But as far as me physically being able to touch my book, hold it, and you know, do podcasts and go on TV shows, that was something that I felt and I imagined myself, you know, talking to you, talking to a podcaster, talking to, let's say, a news correspondent. And I imagined me answering questions because I felt that 2 years ago, I knew that in the near future, that would become my real life.
Yes. That's so cool. Yeah. That's so cool. I love that. So let's break it down a little bit. At the end of each chapter, you provide sections called magic action, magic moment, and go even deeper. And I just want to tell the listeners, the go even deeper is really cool because you help the readers apply what you write about into their own lives. And one of the ways with go even deeper is you send them to your website and they can click on this audio file called Creative Imaginings, which will help them take a deeper dive and really do some deep work on this. But let's start just with, what is a magic moment?
So a magic moment is a moment where I want my readers to actually take a moment and either do some type of mantra or breathing exercise to help them feel the present moment and to be consciously aware of what they're doing right now. A lot of times we're distracted with social media, the news, our phones, kids, whatever. There's distractions in our lives. And we don't take the time to focus on what we're doing. That can be reading a book, listening to a radio show, or anything. We just feel that we have to constantly be on. And the magic moments are simply taking a moment to feel what it feels like to be in the present, and then actually enjoying that moment by doing the exercise that I have listed. Yes. So it can be a mantra, it can be just simply breathing, and to help ground us, to help us feel grateful for what we currently have, our health, you know, what we have, our clothing, our home, those things we have right now, we've manifested. And I want us to appreciate what we have and to be grateful for that.
Yes. And so that's a moment. What's a magic action?
a magic action is when we actually have to take action. We have to take action to get to where we want to go, right? I couldn't just think about a book and then the book appears. I actually had to do the work to get the book to become a physical thing. I had to write the book. I had to do all the work before to make it real. It's right. The same thing with whatever we want to manifest. If you want to manifest a new house, you have to first, okay, do you have the down payment available? Do you have a realtor? Have you went to go look at the homes you want to look at? So all of these things are actions that we have to do to actually manifest that. The magic actions help us to take bite-sized, easy steps to take action every single day, tiny, tiny, tiny step to pull us closer to what we want. And I think one of the biggest things a lot of us struggle with is that we don't take the action to get to where we want to go. We talk mm-hmm. about it, we complain about it because we don't have it. But when it comes to actually getting to work, a lot of us don't feel called to do that. We feel stuck. We freeze up. We feel trapped. So the magic actions are for those of us who procrastinate, or we just feel we need a little bit of an extra push to help us get going, to actually get that thing in motion. And that's why I made the magic actions for us who need the extra help.
That extra push. And to go even deeper, look, let's say we're talking about weight loss. And so a lot of people say, I want to lose weight. I want to lose weight. I have to lose 40 pounds. And mm-hmm. they'll talk about it and talk about it and talk about it, but they're not going to the gym. They're never in the gym. You talk about this in the book. And so they've got to take an action. And you even say in the book, but you don't have to go to the gym 6 days a week to start, because that's unrealistic. You're not going to do it. You go 2 days a week, start with that action. But for the go even deeper part, what would be an example of where you could go even deeper when it comes to weight loss, for instance?
So the go even deepers are creative imaginings that I have cultivated. I've created them specifically for readers of the book. Now, what they are subliminal messages that will help retrain the subconscious mind to help you become that person who goes to the gym 2 days a week. Because now your subconscious mind looks at you as a person who goes to the gym. And because your subconscious is now taking this as your truth, it becomes easier for you to actually go 2 days a week, because now this is who you are. So the subliminals I've created, they're basically audios. You can listen to some of them while you're cooking, at work, at the gym, whatever you want to do. And the messages in them are mantras that will help you to cultivate a life that will allow you to go to the gym. And that way you actually truly become the person who is now 40 pounds lighter, because you're doing the work.
You're doing the work. It's so much about doing the work. And I have to say, I love the tools and the techniques and the meditations and the mantras. Like, there's some really juicy, good exercises in this book that you can really grab onto, which is lovely. It's, there's something about it that makes it feel user-friendly, and that I can actually do this. Let's talk about money for a minute. Many people would like to manifest more money and financial abundance in their lives. This is a very big one that must come up for you a lot as a life coach. And you've said often we have limiting beliefs that stand in the way of us achieving this abundance. Can you say more?
Don't answer that just yet. We're going to go on a short commercial break. More with Chloe Panta when we come back. This next segment is brought to you by silveringbeauty.com. If you're one of the growing number of modern women showing off your silver streaks, you know there are challenges beyond the awkward grow out stage. Beauty entrepreneur and silver sister Alexis Asianis has developed the first line of products formulated specifically for silvering hair. You'll find products that add shine and volume, but will never discolor or build up on silvers. She also has a modern way to debrass and brighten hair that puts you in control. And she has solutions for thinning hair and eyebrows too. Learn more by visiting silveringbeauty.com.
Finding Your Bliss is brought to you by Create, Canada's leading fertility center for over 25 years.
Create is here for anyone struggling with infertility or in need of assisted reproductive technology to have children. Create is about cutting-edge science from highly skilled doctors. In unprecedented times like these, Create is about ensuring the safety of all patients and staff. Create has made important changes to protect you by ensuring social distancing, wearing masks, as well as screening before entering. So what about the bundle of joy that you've been hoping would come into your family? Create Fertility Center is here for you. Visit createivf.com to keep up with the latest changes and learn about Create Fertility Center's comprehensive care for every fertility journey. Keep safe and healthy during these challenging days, remembering that life is about moments that we create together.
Hi, we are back, and this is Finding Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio. And just before the break, I was asking you, Chloe, about how limiting beliefs stand in the way of us achieving abundance. Can you say more?
Yeah, absolutely. When it comes to manifesting money, those of us who struggle to manifest money, it is because there is a block that's keeping us from tapping into the energy and the flow of money. Yes. And that can stem back from our childhood, even as a teenager, as a young adult, when someone imprinted in us a belief that money is not possible for us to have. And maybe we've only been at a threshold for so long because we don't know how to break through the glass ceiling because of that limiting belief. So in the book, I have a section that allows us to go back into our childhood and revisit a scene where someone told us we couldn't have something. That could have been we wanted a brand new bike, but because our parents didn't have the money, we didn't get the brand new bike. Or we wanted a pair of jeans and they were a lot of money and our parents said no. Or they said that money doesn't grow on trees or whatever the case is. We've had this imprint in us that money is going to be a struggle. That's right. Our subconscious mind has taken in. So in order to rewire that way of thinking, again, the creative imaginings are there to help you to unpack and redo that thinking. So that way you actually can change that pre-programming to one of abundance and joy and to help you reinforce a new way of thinking. That's how you actually remove blocks and get money or attract more money into your life.
Yes. I love the story in the book of how you were offered expensive running shoes by your mother and you said no every time, but your brother was like, okay, sure, I'll take the running shoes. But it's interesting. You felt that, you know, accepting those running shoes would somehow lessen the available money instead of thinking expansively about the abundance that is there.
Yeah. Right? Those were my own blocks because I took bits and pieces from overheard conversations from adults that, oh, there must be a struggle. So I don't need this then, because if it's a struggle, I don't want to have my mom struggle more.
Yes,
I don't really
yes.
need those Jordans. I'll just wear the K-Swiss, you know, and it wasn't like K-Swiss or any cheaper, but, you know, I thought I was doing her a service by not having her spend hundreds of dollars, you know, every week on a pair of shoes. That was my own block. Yeah.
That's a great story. I also love your theory, Chloe, that money is simply energy and there's more than enough for everyone. So what is the most important thing someone who wants to manifest wealth needs to know about money and how we can tap into that flow of money?
Yeah. So a lot of us, some of us think that we're taking money away from someone. Oh, that market is too saturated. I can't go and do that. There's people that are already doing that. If I go in, I'm not going to be able to be successful, right? But we have to look at money as just as there is unlimited air for us to breathe, there is unlimited opportunity and potential and money in this universe. Because the universe that we live in, this world, we operate on energy. And with that being said, money either expands or contracts based upon the energy that we're putting out. So if we're putting out negative vibes, we're going to always surround ourselves with negative people, situations, because that's how we're feeling. That's what we're putting out into the universe is negativity. But if we're putting out positivity, we're happy, we're joyous, we're living with ease and flow, we're going to attract other amazing people, amazing opportunities, more money from nowhere just happens to fall into our lap because that is what we expect. We are expansive. Yes. That is how we attract money because it is an energetic world that we live in. So because of that, when it comes to money, we have to think about it doesn't matter if the market's saturated. If you want to become the next best copywriter, the next best photographer, fashion designer, whatever, you can do it and your opportunity is waiting for you. But if you feel as if, oh, there's too many people, you know, doing that, or I couldn't do that, then you're not, because you're putting out that negative energy. And the universe is taking that as, well, if you
listening to that, yes.
You know, well, I guess you can't do it then. If you believe you can, then why should I believe that you can? You know?
It's so true.
So we have to think of it as that. And that is how we attract more money, is by believing it as an energy source. And it comes to us when we're expansive, and it goes away when we feel contracted.
Hmm. That's so cool. Yeah. And you even say in the book about, like, Oprah gives away millions and millions of dollars to other people and gets such pleasure and joy from sharing and being outward focused and giving it away. And yet she's still a billionaire. It doesn't take it away from her. Everyone has this false belief that if we give any money away for charity and for important causes, or just to give beautiful gifts like Oprah does, that we're going to lose somehow, when in fact, it's quite the opposite, right?
Mm-hmm. It is. It's because she's expansive. And because she gives freely without expecting anything back in return, the universe in return blesses her with more and more abundance.
Yes.
That is how it works. And that is why Oprah is still a billionaire, because of freely
the skinny
away.
Billionaire now.
Exactly. She looks amazing. You know?
She's awesome.
Yeah.
You talk about living a limitless life. What do you mean exactly when you use the phrase living a limitless life? And I'm going to add knowing your worth.
Yes. Living limitlessly on each and all of our terms. Everyone will have a different vocabulary definition of what limitless means. Limitless means that we're living to our limitless potential. That means that we've peeled back the layers of pain and shame and programming and marginalization and invisibility, and we have become our true authentic self. It means that we can be ourselves unapologetically. We're happy with ourselves regardless of what anyone has to say, because we know who we are and we are that person. We have become our person of our dreams. That means that we understand our limitless potential and we're living to that. We wake up ecstatic, happy, grateful, blessed to be alive every day because we're here, another day, another opportunity for us to live and change the world. It means that we are living our truth. It means that we're happy and we're every day trying to be our best versions of ourselves every single day. Mm-hmm. And I think that when we live limitlessly, we all become happier people because we're doing what we want to do that lights us up, that makes us happy. And that is how we live a limitless life, by being our whole, worthy, authentic selves. That's what that definition means.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Okay. So there's a whole thing about vibrational frequency. We can even call it vibes for people to understand it. But what do you mean when you talk about vibrational frequency in terms of attracting energy to you?
So kind of like what I said earlier about the money thing and how money is energy, our vibrational frequency level is the level of frequency at which we operate in this world. So let's say we're not doing too well. We are not in a good mood. We're going through some crappy stuff. We feel crappy. We're going to attract crappy people, crappy situations, because that's how we're operating on a very low vibrational frequency level. That level includes envy. It includes shame. It includes jealousy, depression, anxiety. All of these low thought level energetics are on the low vibrational frequency level. Mm-hmm. If we want to rise above, we rise above to match that of what we want. If we want a brand new house, well, the brand new house is on a really high vibe level, right? It's not hanging down low. It's going to be pretty high. So we have to match our vibe with the thing that we want. What I mean by that is, want a brand new house, we have to feel in alignment with having that. Do we have everything that we need to attract that to us? Are we living our lives with ease and flow and peace? Even if we're not where we want to be, are we still grateful for what we currently have, knowing that we are exactly where we are right now based upon everything that we've ever done in the past that has gotten us to this exact moment based upon what we've done in the past up until now? If we're not happy, we need to change and think about what can we do to become a better version of ourselves to get where we want to go. So vibration is simply just our vibes, you know, and being able to be happy. And if we're not, even one simple positive mantra can obliterate 1,000 negative energies because we believe that we are grateful and we're deserving of more.
So let's hear it. What's a great mantra for anyone out there who's listening, who's not vibing high right now, is vibing low or vibing medium and wants to be uplifted? What would be a great mantra to use?
One that I use all the time is everything will always work out for me. Everything Lovely. Will always work out for me. And that means no matter what situation you're in right now, believe that everything will always work out for you. There's Lovely. An ebb, there is a flow coming. There is always light at the end of a dark tunnel, always. So when you believe that, when you say it, when you feel that, that happens for you. That happens
so
for
great.
You.
When yeah. you're vibing high, the universe returns those high vibes to you.
Mm-hmm.
I love this. It's so true that the universe responds in kind when we give it the right information. And I know I mentioned Oprah, but it reminds me of this funny story that years ago, when I had a TV show, sort of a similar kind of show to this, but for television, I used to say, I hope that I could be on the Oprah show. And someone once said to me, well, then never say hope, or you will forever remain in a state of hoping, right?
Mm-hmm.
Say, I am on the Oprah show. But I was like, yeah, but that's going to sound kind of whacked because I'm in Toronto, she's in Chicago. And what ended up happening was I kept saying it. I started to change my phrase. And then I did meet her briefly at a conference, the I Can Do It conference. And we kind of brushed shoulders and smiled at each
oh.
other. That was nice. But my dream, like my real dream, is that I have her on this show. It's a big ask. And I don't know any tips on how I can, because that she is my absolute dream, ultimate guest. You know, I've been doing this show for 5 years and I've been studying this work and I'm writing a book about all of this. And it is my absolute dream. How do I get Oprah on my show or get on her show? How does it happen? Where do you start?
You manifest it. You put together what you want to accomplish. You want to have Oprah on your show or her show, or maybe you guys meet by chance and put something together. You never know. Be open yeah. and receptive to all the possibilities that Oprah and you will cross paths and you will have a show together. But the mantra again that I would say is everything always works out for me.
Yes.
You can say Oprah and I will work together. Oprah
Ugh.
And I will work together.
I got the chills.
Oprah and I will work together and believe that wholeheartedly. Feel what it feels like to have her sitting across from you, you're across from her, and that energy, that vibe, because Oprah is a high vibrational being, and just having
yes.
her in the room will just raise the whole vibe of that entire room that she's in. But
yes.
imagine what that feels like, and then imagine the conversation you'd have with her, what you talk about, and that thing will come. You'll draw that closer to you.
Wow. I just got the goosies, as J-Lo would
no,
say.
<me too.
laughs> That's so great. Thank you for that so much. I really responded and related to something in your book when you talked about this Layla character.
Mm.
So as a life coach, I also grew up with a Layla in my life who wasn't willing to go deeper and do the work, but kept finding herself in impossible relationships with married men. She says she wanted to be in a relationship. She wanted to get married, but she kept going with unavailable men who wouldn't end up with her because she didn't feel worthy. And you say to attract something, whether it's a partner or a brand new car or a puppy, you need to not only set the intention, but be able to understand and practice feeling the essence of what that thing will give you. Can you say more about the essence and believing that you're worthy of having that will attract something really good to you?
Yeah, absolutely. This is probably one of the topics I get asked on a daily basis. Everyone wants to find love. They want
Yes.
to bring it in because they want it in their lives. And it goes back to unblocking in an area where we feel we are not worthy or deserving of something. For Layla's case, her father and her mother did not have a relationship where she felt it was something that she wanted to cultivate into her own life. And there was a block there for her. We
Yes.
have to go back and figure out for love, do we first love ourselves for where we are right now, who we are today? Do we wholeheartedly and genuinely have that self-love for who we are, the respect
Yes.
for ourselves, the self-worth, the deservingness? Do we put ourselves first? And if we don't, we have to go even deeper and figure out where that came from. Why don't we put ourselves first? Did our parents not put ourselves first or put themselves first? Did our mother or grandmother struggle What happened yes. that triggered us to feel that we are not worthy of loving ourselves? But also, yes. a lot of us settle for less. We yes. have to write down the essences of what we're looking for.
Looking
now,
for.
When I talk about essences, I'm talking about the qualities of what that person will have. It isn't just their looks. Their looks are important too. But how will they treat you? My perfect person will treat me with respect all mm-hmm. the time. They will love me for where I am right now, going forward. They will always be genuine and kind to me. They treat me with respect. They love me. They yes. have to match all of your qualities. Once they match all of your qualities, then you go and look for that person. That person may fall into your lap.
Yes.
If that person who comes your way doesn't have even half of what you listed as a non-negotiable on your list for the
yes.
essences, they are not your person. They're simply a test from the universe testing you, saying, okay, here's a person. They're not what you asked for, but are you going to accept them? And if you do, that's when you become involved in a situationship because you've been with someone who isn't what you want and you failed the test from the universe. But if you wait, what you ask for will show up when you surrender, knowing that what you've asked for is coming to you, but you just have to wait for that person. Do not accept anyone who walks into your life because they can be toxic, they can be a test, and then you're going to spin around in circles trying to figure out where it went wrong. It was never right.
Mm-hmm. It's absolutely wonderful. A very powerful mantra that you use in the book is about self-belief, and that when we believe in ourselves, living with our innate worthiness will lead to the manifestation of our desires. But you also say something very interesting, that whatever you're asking for, be a bit cool and be a bit detached about it. The begging and pleading thing doesn't work. That's so interesting.
It doesn't. I can give you firsthand experience on that. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
My husband and I were looking to buy a house in 2021. And this was when the market was just crazy. And we saw probably about 10 houses, put in about 10 offers. And every single house, I was like, oh, I got to have it. I got to have it. It's got to be mine. I have to have this house.
Yes.
And every house that I did that with, we were outbid. Nope, you didn't get it. Nope. So then I saw another house. It was a dream house. It looked like a castle. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go look at this house, but I'm going to have a detachment about it. If it's meant to be mine, it will be mine, but I'm not going to go crazy over it. If I don't get it, it's okay. Something better is on the way for me. So I put the offer in, and literally the next day, the seller got back to us. They accepted our offer. We didn't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars over asking. And I manifested my dream house because I was detached about it. I surrendered. Whenever I surrender, surrendering manifestations always work out because I'm not attaching myself. I'm not clinging onto that thing.
Yes. So I don't know why when you told me that story about the castle that you got, right? You got that castle? Mm-hmm.
Yes,
I did. It made me cry. Why did that make me cry? I'm asking you as the coach.
You know, we can feel some other people's joy. When we experience yes. or see people who actually get what they want, it yes. makes us happy knowing that that's yes. possible for us too.
100%.
It's possible for us. When we see other people, when they get what they want, when we see somebody else wins, it's a win for us because we know that we 100%. Also can win.
I'm going to even go a step further. I agree with you, but I even think that it made me cry, even if I'm not going into that a place like that castle. There's a joy in seeing people find their bliss for me.
Mm-hmm.
There really, really is a
yeah.
deep joy. And I don't know what that has to do with manifesting, but it's true. Like when you were telling that story, it landed in a deep place for me because, and isn't that part of it too, that when we're just genuinely happy for other people, not because we're going to get the castle too, but just mm-hmm. to be happy.
Yeah.
That the universe likes that too. In some way, that's just creates more happiness and goodness in the world. I don't know.
It does. It actually raises our vibration because now mm-hmm. we're at a level where we're just blissful and peaceful when other people are happy because it yeah. makes us happy to see other people happy and getting what they want, right? And when you're yeah. expansive, your energy is raised and you attract more of what you want in this world.
That's so cool. You know, on TikTok, I often notice that influencers, when they're really successful, are often very much their authentic selves, even if that authentic self might be a little bit embarrassing or out there or crazy, silly. And you said something really cool in the book, and I hope I'm quoting this properly, that when you're connected to your most authentic self, you can ask any question you want from the universe and you will receive an answer. Mm-hmm. Can you explain what you meant by that?
Yeah. So a lot of times some of us feel that we only can ask for certain things and the universe will only provide for those certain things, but that's not true. We can ask for anything. We can ask for world peace. We can ask for happiness for others. If yes. other people are looking for their partner, we can ask that I want everyone looking for their perfect person to find that person because I yes. want people to be happy. We can ask for whatever we want and the universe will return that for us. But wow. we have to be open and receptive to receiving that. But also yes. we have to make sure that what we're asking for, we really, really want it. Because otherwise, we're going to get something that we don't want because we've asked for something based upon what we think we should ask for versus what we really want. So I think it's important for us to be open, be authentic, be genuine, and yes. just wholeheartedly ask for what you desire. It's ask possible for you to have, but you have to believe you can first have it, that you're worthy of having it, that yes. you deserve it, and that it's going to come to you. And when you have that, then it's going to be attracted to you.
Fabulous. There are signs you say that your manifestations are coming to life. You say some of these signs or things that you noticed are an improvement in your relationships. You don't get as angry over things as you once would have upset you. You're happier. You feel mm-hmm. happier. And I love the story of the girl, your friend, who wanted to start a Pilates studio and nothing was working. Nothing was working. Difficult times. She pushed past her fear. She had faith. You talk about that. Also faith over mm-hmm. fear. And continued to take action, believed in herself, never stopped believing, like the song. And she ended up opening that studio. So is part of this just about being a Pollyanna and being an optimist?
You know, I don't think it's about just being an optimist. I think it's having that inner knowing that even though it's something that you cannot physically see, that the universe is working on your behalf. Mm-hmm. And it's having that trust muscle, trusting the process that it's going to happen for you. When we do the aligned actionable steps, the universe does the rest for us. But it's more than just being an optimist. It's trusting in something that's invisible because it's scary. It can feel scary yes. when you don't know, is it going to happen for me? I can't yes. see it. I don't know.
Yes.
But if you trust, that's when so it'll come.
I have to tell you, one of the best reasons to get this book, Untapped Magic, is that there are these everyday superpower affirmations that will help you release negativity blocks. And it's really important, you say, to choose one that resonates with you, repeat it during a meditation session or write it down 20 times. Like I think of Dilbert writing mm-hmm. 20 times, I'm going to be syndicated in 2,000 markets. He wasn't anywhere. He wasn't even in one newspaper. He ended up being in two because he wrote it every single day. I don't know if it was 50 times or many times. It's going to be. And one of them you suggest is everything always works out for me. Mm-hmm. I am the source of abundance in my life. I face my fears and live the life of my dreams. I'm in perfect health. I'm immune from disease and illness. I'm an irresistible magnet for all that belongs to me by divine right. And there's so many wonderful mm-hmm. ones.
Yeah.
Why is it important to do this, to say this many, many times? What is the best way to tackle this kind of affirmation doing in your life?
Before we hear more, we're going to go on a short commercial break, more with Chloe Panta when we come back.
Finding Your Bliss is brought to you by Create, Canada's leading fertility center for over 25 years.
Create is here for anyone struggling with infertility or in need of assisted reproductive technology to have children. Create is about cutting-edge science from highly skilled doctors. In unprecedented times like these, Create is about ensuring the safety of all patients and staff. Create has made important changes to protect you by ensuring social distancing, wearing masks, as well as screening before entering. So what about the bundle of joy that you've been hoping would come into your family? Create Fertility Center is here for you. Visit createivf.com to keep up with the latest changes and learn about Create Fertility Center's comprehensive care for every fertility journey. Keep safe and healthy during these challenging days, remembering that life is about moments that we create together.
everyone. We're back. This is Finding Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio AM 740. And I was just asking you, Chloe, about the importance of affirmations.
So these affirmations, the importance of them is because we're training our subconscious mind to believe them to be true for us. And this is how we bring into our lives more money, the perfect person, self-love, because we believe them to be true. When you say them enough times, the subconscious then says, okay, this is your new truth. So I have them in the book to remind us that we need to be more aware of what we're saying. And these mantras will help our subconscious mind to then cultivate a new way of thinking and allow abundance to thrive in our lives because we believe that we deserve it. It's possible for us to have. And now this is our new reality. And I hope that to the readers, the listeners, that this will help to change their lives for the better.
You give so many ideas, and you can also create ones that work just for you that are, you know, your own self. You talk about a customized affirmation that's a mantra that is one that you create that really resonates. And I love the story about your niece in the book who was a teacher, but she wanted to be a working life coach. But the universe had different plans for her and she became a huge executive coach. So can you tell us more about that? Just about how staying open, like sometimes the universe has other plans for you. It was still in there and she's so successful.
That's true.
Can you tell us that story?
Yeah. It's because she surrendered. She didn't give up, but she felt like, okay, then, you know, I'm just going to wait and see. I've done the work. I'm just going to trust in the universe. I can't see the universe, but I'm going to trust that something is on the way for me. And the universe was at work. And then the student's parent came in and said, hey, I'm looking for someone. And do you happen to know anyone? And she's like, that person is me. So when we surrender, the universe will work for us because we trust that it's going to work out for us, that everything will always work out for us. Again, that mantra, because we're trusting the process, the invisible process. That's scary. But again, when we have faith over fear, we will always live a fruitful life. And that's what happened for her. She did the certification. She kept her teaching job and she just sat back and like, okay, I did the work. I'm just going to wait and see. And that's when her life was able to change at a quantum level.
You also suggest a great tip in the book, guys, is removing your vocabulary and just be aware of how often you say this. I can't, I never, I should, maybe, I wish, I'm not good at all this. And to change it to positives like I can, I will, I am, I'm doing positives and catch yourself saying those and fix them and replace them. You also include some beautiful, authentic self-affirmations at the end of the book. And I just love, I am deserving of love and respect for being my authentic self. And you suggest we all create our own affirmation. And you have some wonderful suggestions on how to do this. You'll have to read the book to hear about that, but it's wonderful. What is the greatest golden nugget you would like people to get from reading your beautiful book, Untapped Magic?
The golden nugget would be that the life you want, no matter where you are right now in your life, is possible for you to have. You can have whatever it is that you want. When you read the book, I literally give you every single technique and modality that I've done to change not only my life, but my clients' life, lives of my friends. If I can do it, you can do it. You can become who you want to be. You just have to believe in yourself, have self-love, know your worth and what you deserve. If you don't have that, the book will teach you how to call that into your life. That's my nugget. And I hope that if listeners want to buy my book, I do also offer a free course on limiting beliefs and how to overcome them, because we all need to live much happier lives in this world. So that's my gift.
That's so wonderful. What a beautiful gift. What is bliss for Chloe Panta?
Bliss is waking up every single day with ease and flow and peace, knowing that I made this life happen for myself. And I'm so grateful for where I am right now. And that is my bliss, living the life of my dreams, honestly.
That you created. That you
created. I did. Co-created with the universe. And I
co-created.
Yeah.
It's fabulous. What is the best way for people to contact you and connect with you on social media and to go to your wonderful website?
So I am on Instagram. It's at Chloe Ponta. And then also my website, it's chloeponta.co. So C-O. And you can reach me there if you're looking to even go even deeper. And if you want to work with me, then you can also find information on my website about how you can work with me as well. That's where people can find me.
I think I want to work with you. I think you're fantastic. I want to thank you so much, Chloe, for being on the show today. It really was so delightful to have you here.
It was awesome, Judy. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Each week, we spotlight a fabulous person like Chloe Panta, who is living their bliss, and will actually show you how you can live yours. So if you're an author, celebrity, artist, yoga, meditation, or mindfulness expert, or really anyone who has found and is following their bliss, we'd love to hear from you. We also love to feature singer-songwriters on the show. So if you are one, please reach out to us at fyv@findingyourbliss.com. I'm on Insight Timer, the number one free meditation app. And of course, you can always reach us at The Bliss Minute on Instagram, The Bliss Minute on TikTok, and Bliss Minute on Facebook. I would like to thank our wonderful guest today, Chloe Panta, for being on the show. Also, thanks to Meg Ruffman, Siobhan Kylie, producer Olivia Weatherall, audio engineer Juliana Yannitziello, senior editor Lauren Kaminsky, video editor Sierra Brown Rodriguez, audio producer Faz Kazi, and everyone here at Zoomer. And of course, a big thank you to our sponsors, the Create Fertility Center and Silvering Beauty. For everyone here, I'm Judy Liebrack, reminding you all to take one step closer to finding your bliss.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.